Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Lee Hersey, and today talking about the downtown crawl, the downtown gallery crawl coming up on Thursday night. And Lee, welcome. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thank you so much, Corey. I really appreciate you having me here and letting us talk a little bit about the crawl on Thursday night.
Now, I always start over at the beginning every time because there might be some new people who moved to Monroe last month.
Absolutely.
And they don't know what the downtown gallery crawl is. I think it says it in the name, though. What is this art crawl all about?
Oh, it's a great event. We have it every other month throughout the year. It is on both sides of the river downtown, so just a few blocks from each other. And we have about 15 different galleries participating. And new works, established artists, up-and-coming artists, great opportunities to go out and support your arts community and see a lot of people and have fun.
This is in downtown Monroe and the downtown area of West Monroe, and don't be limited by what you think is downtown. Downtown is a little bit bigger than you think.
It is, but it's all very easy to get to, and we have a wagon, so you can hop on the wagon at Alley Park and ride over to Art Alley and stop up at Revival, and so you don't even have to walk all of it.
Let me just start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be a little bit toasty, particularly if you get there right when we start at 5 o'clock. But that's a great time to be inside and see the art. Galleries are air-conditioned. Art's pretty priceless there. So that'll be great. We've got snow cones on both sides of the river, so you can take part of that. We've also got some frosty beverages in many of our galleries, so they're welcome there. And then it's going to, you know, when the sun starts setting, it'll cool off. You can enjoy. We've got music outside at both sides of this river also, so you can enjoy some music.
Well, let's look a little bit at some of the highlights. Talk to me about what are some of the big events I need to see while I'm at the gallery crawl.
Absolutely. So we've got quite a variety this time. So at the NELA Arts Council, which is on the West Monroe side, they're featuring the works of Natalie Armstrong. And this is going to be a really great show with her work. At Courtyard Gallery, just down is Surreal Estate, A Journey Beyond the Reality. I got to see a few of those arts of work, and it is quite mind-expanding watching, you know, seeing some of that surrealist art. So that's going to be a great addition. And then at All Britain Photography, also on the West Monroe site, we have Whitney Causey, Between Breaths. And Ryan always has such great work over there at All Britain Photography. And then if you want a little something different, you can hop up to Flying Tiger Brewery. And we've got works by Charlie Kisson and Trooper Nelson. And they're also going to have a Black Bear book pop-up shop there, and they sell great used books and a few new books, and so maybe it's time to get one last summer read in before you head back to school.
So that's a few of the highlights going on. The snow cones on both sides of the river.
Yes.
And if you eat a snow cone in Monroe, I bet the West Monroe people don't even know. You could probably get another one.
Well, you know, you might have a purple tongue or something from whatever flavor you chose. But I think, you know, get one on one side early, go on the other side and get another one, and then, you know, visit some of the great restaurants that are downtown for dinner.
Tell me why you guys do this, and why the Downtown Arts Alliance exists. What's it all about?
Yeah, so absolutely. The Downtown Arts Alliance is a nonprofit organization. It's all volunteer, our volunteer board, supported by our galleries, and we exist to bring more art to Monroe and West Monroe, and to make it accessible to people, but to also promote the artists themselves and help give them an opportunity to grow in their career and in their works. And so we've been around, well, the crawl's been around 17 years now. And so the Downtown Arts Alliance has done that. They are also kind of the keepers of the herons that you see around. We got 100 of those around town. And then rumor is, I think we're going to be bringing the Christmas cards back downtown this December, so that our students get to create in our art classes in our schools. And so that's really wanting to make sure everyone has that opportunity to create art.
Now, you guys do this all year round, right? So what's the schedule like for the gallery crawl? How do I know there's a gallery crawl?
The gallery crawl happens every first Thursday of every other month. August and then October and December. So it's your even months. And then we'll start back up again next February. And so it starts at 5 and it ends at 9. And with 15 different galleries, your four hours are full if you want them to be.
I like watching the people.
We've got great people.
Because look, here's what happens. The people get off work and the business people, and they come do their thing and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then the art crowd comes out.
Yes.
And it gets a little more, the freaky people come out. It gets fun.
It does. It gets really fun. I love seeing the interaction between people that probably don't meet everyday life, other places. And we've got established art collectors, and we have young college students, high school students, young professionals. Artists themselves is a great community where artists come and support each other. And all that blend of people just making the night special.
Yeah, it's coming up again on Thursday night. For folks to follow along and learn more about the Downtown Arts Alliance and mm-hmm. what you guys are doing, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is to follow us on Facebook, and that's at the Downtown Gallery Crawl. And you'll be seeing a post about all the arts coming up this week, this Thursday, and other things that we're doing.
Dr. Lee Hersey with us on Lanyap today, talking about the Downtown Arts Alliance. The crawl, again, set for Thursday night, begins at 5 p.m. You can find out more about this and other events on the KEDM event calendar and learn more at KEDM.org.